Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Democrats who control the Nevada state legislature and the governorship are attempting to gut the consequences of the read-by-three law. Consequences are the provisions that give meaning to the law that directs Nevada's public schools to make sure children are able to read at their grade level by the third grade. Unfortunately, Nevada students don't fare well when it comes to reading scores. 31% of fourth graders read at grade level and 28% of eighth graders read at grade level. Every year we promote a child who cannot read at their grade level. They fall further behind. So the beginning of the coming school year, if third graders don't read at their grade level, they're supposed to be retained into the third grade for 1 year to allow them to catch up, all right? A proposed assembly bill, AB 289, would allow schools to hold back students only if their parents were to give written consent. Not much chance of that happening. How many parents want to think of themselves as penalizing their child? Now, the big problem is that the child who is behind in reading skills in the third grade and does not advance with the years will be much less competitive in the work world. Some of these children might be able to squeeze in a community college and take remedial math and English classes. In Nevada, 2/3 of community college students are enrolled in remedial courses. 27% of university students are enrolled in remedial courses. But it's now being proposed that these higher education remedial courses be removed. The remedial classes would be replaced by what is called a co-requisite model of classes. And this model would allow students to take college-level courses while receiving extra help or labs to catch up. Now let's face it, remedial or co-requisite classes are nothing more than playing catch-up. So what is the most logical way of addressing the problem? Well, read by three. If students are having difficulties in first, second, or third grade, it's only common sense that those difficulties are addressed when they're discovered. Extra attention should begin as soon as it's apparent the child needs something more. Perhaps if the problems were discovered when the child is in the first or second grade, the necessary connection could mean the child would not have to face retention. But this means teachers and schools have got to be on top of their game. They've got to seek to identify the problems early on. The longer it takes to identify the problem, the more difficult it'll be to correct it. But this does not only put responsibilities on the teachers and the schools. Parents have got to find themselves more involved with their kids at every level. And that means being in contact with their children's teachers. That means working with the teachers to help correct any identified problems. That means taking time each night to talk about their children's school day. And that means going over any material that the child needs to have reinforced. If the problems are identified and attacked early on in the student's school career, it's possible that being held back in any grade might not be a necessity. But having procedures without consequences in place will do nothing to emphasize the importance of those procedures. Assembly Bill 289 should not be signed into law. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.